Okay. I'll try this time to teach the depths of the Kito. Many people want. I shall explain inside. Not all of you have it inside, but I'll try to explain the depths of the Lakhita Lachus, which is a very deep sefer. Let's tell you. It's a very, very powerful sefer. It's very deep. So let me reiterate what we spoke. It's a long piece, many pages. But the Nachman, the Nachman explains over here, quotes the teachings of Rav Nachman, which we all go through depression. Some of us admit to it. Some of us, I always say, live in denial. But the truth is, we have our ups and we have our downs. And we go through a depression. Sometimes, no valid reason. Not a real, you know, saying this is the reason. It doesn't need a valid, it's the reality. So Rav Nachman says a very important lesson, which this is whole Kitala of his base. When you're down in the dumps, really, you should do it even though you're not down in the dump, but especially if you're depressed, you're going through a tough time, to focus on the good things about yourself. Not the good things that you are, you know, like we've talked about it. I can't walk around taking credit, I'm tall. I was born this way. I have no choice. Not that I, you know, or a person is, you know, is bright, or a person is good looking. Talking about what you overcame, that you did something, that you did something positive, just that you even cheered someone up today, or you helped someone, or you pushed yourself to say davening, or you pushed yourself to be nicer to your spouse. Any good deed, you should focus. And normally we don't focus this way. Normally, when we get in a depression, we look at the world as doomsday. Not every person differently. Every person has the trend of thinking. But we don't, you know, we don't look at it in a true evaluation of what's really going on. It's when things are going great, then you think you're top of the world. You have met Chosin Kala, and the newlyweds think that the whole world is turning on their axes at this moment. Also, then there's, you know, when people go through a horrible time, they think the whole world is, it's not the whole world, it's what you're experiencing. So a person, Rav Nachman says, is incredibly important to find the good things, but he says, even you're not depressed. But that you should just focus, I am doing something important. You know, when I'm down, I tell myself when I'm down, Hashem wants me. Do you know I know He wants me? I woke up this morning. I'm wanted. The many people my age did not get up this morning. Just didn't make it. I'm sure every one of us has those people. The age that you are, your friends, acquaintances are gone. Right now, that I am living, Hashem wants me, and I need it. I need it for Him, I need it for the people around me. This is, I'm not here. I think it's in English, superfluous. You say, I'm not here, it's superfluous. I'm here, I'm living. This is one of the important things which I'm not. Now, he explains it in a very deep way. So let me explain. He says like this. In the Bais HaMikdash, there was Kahanim who did the Avodah, the priest. Yes. That means the Kahanim, the Kohen, we know what a Kohen is. He did the Avodah. He did the Shechita. He made the Zrika. He did the Avodah. The Leviim were the ones who played music. And there were Yisraelim, there were people who volunteered, Yisraelim, who stood and davened by the Karbonis. That means in the Bais HaMikdash, there were three groups. One group, the Kahanim, they literally did all the priesthood avodah. Then there's the Leviim who played music. They were the musicians and the sang. And the third one was volunteered for the Jewish people who said special tefillahs so the Karbonis should be accepted by Hashem. So let me explain a very, very deep thing. I tried to explain the last week. and that sometimes Kabbalistic ideas is difficult to always articulate. That means often the depression we go through, Rav Nachman says, you have to take the good deeds amongst the bilbul. Bilbul means the taruvis, the mixture of bad and good. And when you think about the good things, you literally get a glue to the good things. It's not just a psychological thing, he says. You literally, when you sit down and think to yourself, I am not so bad. I got someone to smile today. A small thing. I spoke that I did something good. I gave a penny tzedakah. I did make a bracha. And I believe in Hashem. And I'm very good. You literally connect to the goods and you collect the goods from all different parts. Something, our goods is sometimes swamped by the negative things, by the koich ha-tumah. So you literally gather this. He explains, this is where we bring a carbon. What is the idea of a carbon? Take an animal, in the Besmigdish we're standing, we shecht it, very nice, and we take the blood and we sprinkle on the Mizbeach. The carbon makes a bitter. Bitter means it collects the good from the bad. Because what makes us a taruvis, the mixture of all this, is our animistic part of humans. We are humans, and we have a chediger kind of mouth. We are half a godliness to ourselves. But we do share animalistic things. We sleep, we eat, we procreate. I always joke about it, and I always tell people, I tell the young people they need to date. You know, in the animal kingdom, dating is 1, 2, 3. We date, until we find the shiver. I just tell them, imagine a piece of meat. The lion gets hold of a sheep, and in a half hour it's gone. We eat a piece of meat. We need to shecht it. We need to salt it. Then, not all meat we could eat, certain parts of the meat we could eat. Then we gotta have a pot. We need a fire. We need water. And we need some spices. We need a recipe book. And then finally we make the piece of meat. I'm not done. Then I need a plate. It's gotta be a certain design. If you're married, you know, your wife needs that design. Then we eat silverware. We need a tablecloth. Till we eat a piece of meat. Give out the shrigan. You know, until we eat. That we use all our wisdom, which we need just to eat a piece of meat. I always tell people the Chava must have been a genius to figure out to make bread from wheat. I don't know how she figured it out. You know how many work you have to do to get a piece of bread? It's amazing. So, what we do is we eat, except we use all our intellect what we eat. We procreate, but we use all our intellect. We sleep. We don't sleep sound like, you know, lying, lays down on the floor, and we sleep. Oh, we need a certain type of a bed. It's got to be sealed, you know, this type of bed and that. And you have to order it, and it's got to be white, and it's got to be this. Whole Megillus Esther. That's, we use all our wisdom to animate it. But the truth is, our wisdom should be used for our godliness, our conscience, our kedusha, our neshama. But I always tell people the unfairness of this world is the body is a spoiled child and screams. Anyone who raises children knows, you know, in America they say the wheel that gets spoiled the most. You know, the child that causes the trouble, he gets the most attention. Your body is a nutnik. You know, if you don't eat, you can't tell him, you know, wait a minute, and an hour from now eat. He's not, for another hour he'll put up a tantrum. Why are you eating? He doesn't give up. You know, Shama, no one says, you know, I missed the daf today. I just came, but I can't go to sleep. Ah, you're very hungry. You ever notice you come home, you're hungry, you gotta eat. The body is an incredible demanding thing. We have to connect to the soul. The soul, we get connected by collecting all the goodness. When you think about the goodness you do, you literally, not just it's intellectual thing, it's mamish, you're collecting the toy. So these three things were the Semitish because we take the animal, we bring it for a carbon, and with that elevates the animalistic part of us to a higher level. This is a deep Kabbalah, but this is really what happens. that we should be able to use our intellect, and not just for the Gashmias, but, you know, I always joke about it, let the mitzvah be as beautiful as the table is set. I'm also studying my children, let's make Kiddush the table days. I have a house full of girls, they set the table so beautiful. I says, let's see that I could make a Kiddush so beautiful. Not so easy to. Table was incredibly nicely set. The mitzvah, you know, we just, but that's the challenge. We should elevate, that's what the whole thing, elevate our intellect into a higher level. And the more you focus on the good what you did, you collect the din. So the avoider, now Rav Nachman says a very powerful thing. He says, when you think about the good things about yourself, the Rav Nachman explains in the famous story, you literally shift the weight to chesed. The Rabbani Shloim Hashem looks at you in much kinder ways. I said this last week in a very simple explanation. One of my daughters, she was growing up, everyone loved her. Not that she was such a tzaddikus, but she had this in her. Everyone loves her. You know, like, you know, you act this way, people love you. You know, I mean, you know, that's how it is. You know, when a person walks around saying, there's good in me. You know, instead of saying, I am such a goof, or such a schlamazel, and such a, I am, who knows what I am. Just thinking, no, there's good points. You literally elevate yourself to a chesed. Not only is a Nachman saying, if you think of others this way, you also elevate themselves. You literally elevate. So he says the Korbanos was the Kohen did Avodah. The Kohen represents Chesed. Kohen, you know, the Kohen is called Chesed, which is Avram was called Kohen. It's a pasuk in Tilim. Avram was called the Kohen. And the Chesed is light. The good, Vayara, the Kimas Kalash, was the Toiv. Toiv is light. So when you get connected to the good points, you bring light into yourself. Normally you feel sometimes you walk around, it's a cloud, a dark cloud around us. I don't know how to get out of this cloud. And it's just a, you know, you can make sense and you just do as, how do you say in English, you just, automatic travel. You know, you just get up and do. Instead of feeling life, instead of living life, you know, to grab life in your hands. How do you grab life in your hands? Is by the more you get in touch with the goodness, which is Koyen Babidusa, that's why music, Rav Nachman says, when you collect the good things about everyone, yourself, you create music. Anyone knows music, it's, and I'm not talking about, you know, teenage music, we're talking about, you know, good music, it's so elevating. Doesn't make a difference. Music is such a powerful thing. Music, that it's incredible powerful. It can make people cry. It elevates the soul. That's why the Levim did Avodah, and there were Yisroel, a bunch of Jewish people were there. What was their Avodah? To say certain tefillahs. Remember, I explained that everything needs an aliyah. I explained last week that the grass, the animals eat the grass, which the grass turns into the meat of the animal. The animal, we eat the animal, that we becomes us. And then we say Dibra Torah, so what we took into ourselves comes out with the Dibra, the davening, the Torah learning. It comes this way. That was the Yisroel by my mother. So again, the whole Mishkan, which represents the collection of Klal Yisroel of the goodness. The Shechina rests in the Mishkan because it's inclusive. All the goodness of Klal Yisroel. To explain this in a very simple form, you know, the Havdil, what unites the United States? We have a Washington, D.C. We send our representatives there, and they represent each state. The Havdil, that's the one who unites the states. We have 50 states, and we choose to represent us. The Havdil, that. What united the Jewish people? It was the Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash was one place which we, every Sheva knew, this is where we go. This is our united, that was united us. So within the Beis Hamikdash was all the goodness spiritually we're able to. The Gemara says a person went to the Beis Hamikdash, the Gemara says many places, they were shocked, the mind was so awesome, they were able to take incredible spiritual elevation. They came to have literally Ruach HaKodesh. Simple people will come, Simchas V'Sasheva, Sukkot to sing and dance, and they will have, so powerful was it, that they had God, a Ruach HaKodesh. I don't know how to say Ruach HaKodesh in English, but godly spirits. Literally, the Gemara says. Now, it depends how much you prepare yourself. So this is how he explains the whole Avodah. You know, then he explains like this. What did they ready, the Yisroel, what was the praise they said? What did they read? The Red Pashas Wazini. Now let me explain something very, he explains something incredible powerful over here. Rav Nosson, he says, you know, in the beginning of the Torah, it's a very, the Torah says, for Oretz, the land was to Soyivivoyi. Whatever that means, it's difficult to translate. We don't even know how to translate. The earth was toi, voi, it was empty, desolate. Then the Pusik says, the Bonishim decided to make light. But the Pusik says, the Ruach Elokim, Marachepes al Pnei Moed, a godly Ruach was hovering over the water. Marachepes al Pnei Moed. So you know what this Gemara says? You know who's the Ruach HaLakim? The Ruach Shel Mashiach. See, what Mashiach is going to do, he's going to unite us. The goodness of every person is going to come out, because you should know potentially we have enormous amount of good in ourselves. Every person has enormous. Sometimes you see people, because they're in a difficult situation, they rise to things they never in their life believed they would do such a thing. And they could do it. Just the situation demanded them. Shocked. Because the truth is, all of us have incredible goodness. And when Mashiach is going to come, the Ruach HaLakim, he has the Ruach HaLakim, which unites. That's why he's going to build the Besamigdash. And that's, you know, the world always asks, you know, who's going to be Mashiach? He's got to be a Litvak, a Chassid, there are many jokes about it. The truth is, the Mashiach is going to come and we're going to be spellbound by him. Now the Rambam says he's going to be wiser than King Solomon. The Gemara says Shlomo HaMelech was so wise that he was wiser than Udamarisha. The Gemara says wiser than Avraham, wiser than Yaakov. The wisdom, you know, Shlomo HaMelech did not shoot one arrow and he conquered the world with his wisdom. They were just awed by him. Mashiach is going to be more than that, and he has such a power of magnets that people are going to be just the goodness he'll collect. And the trick is, he's going to make us into Achdus. We all know how do you say Achdus in English?
Unity.
Unity. To get Jewish people united, Achim Bey, you know. Even Shalom Bayis is not always the greatest by us, you know. Shalom Bayis, sometimes you need someone to help you to fix the Shalom Bayis. Not always sometimes we miss, we don't even have to unite with ourselves. Sometimes we don't have inner peacefulness. David the Melech says, until Ein Shomai Be'etzumai, I don't have peace in my own bones. Sometimes there's a conflict in you, you don't know if you're coming or going. So the Koyach of Mashiach is going to not just connect us, but make united. The united comes, I want to tell you something very, very important, which Rav Nachman says in a lot of the Torah. That comes from respecting your fellow Jew. Not just respecting, by having awe. I always tell young people when they come to give Shalom Bayis, the trick of Shalom Bayis, you should respect your spouse in an awesome way. Who doesn't like COVID? Who doesn't like a compliment? Imagine you walk through the door, a man, and your wife says to you, I appreciate your hard work. We would turn pink. Imagine you tell it to your wife, how much you appreciate. Well, we don't know how to do it. We know how to criticize everyone, but to bring out the goodness, that takes the Mashiach, Koich will be, B'riach HaLakim, will be able to take everyone in us together. That's the Koich of Mashiach. Because Mashiach is called Toich. It brings a pussy in Yisus Erus. He said, Ohoi beboike, imi yuleich Toich. You know, the entire Rus is Remez HaMashiach. I don't want to go into a great detail now, it's much too long, but the Rus, Megillas Rus, his entire thing, the Zohar says, goes on Mashiach. So in Ge'alach Toiv, because the Mashiach is called Toiv, the Tzaddik is called Toiv, and we all have Toiv. And the Tzaddik and the Koyach HaMashiach will be to connect all the goodness and not appeal, you could be good and I'm also good. Many often people say, you know, how can I look at the person so good? What's with me? Sort of, it's competition. If you're good, then what's with me? Let him be good, and you could be good. I always joke about it, that, you know, if everyone would be this, very, very rich, then I'm not a yachtsman. I want to win, you know, a guy tells me, the rabbi, you stay rabbi, let me be the millionaire. We're thinking that if he's also rich, I lose out. No, if he's good, I lose out. No, the koyach is that to know everyone is good, and there's goodness in everyone, and there's such powerful goodness. And the koyach HaMashiach is going to be to bring out this goodness. But you yourself could bring out the goodness by focusing on being good and thinking about the goodness that is in you. That takes, you know what Nachman says and Rosh Hashanah says over here? Not only takes you into a good motion, it literally gives life to you. How often we walk around zombies. And some of our people, they walk around like half dead. Let's take today. It was a great day. Now it depends how you made the day great. You could have walked around annoyed, angry. You know what? No one cares. Let me tell you a secret. No one cares if you walk around angry, annoyed. Who cares? The only one maybe the people close to you care because you're annoying them. But not because, who cares? You have to grab life in your hands and be good. That, how do you grab it? By focusing, the Gnosis says, on the goodness. You bring out the goodness in you. And you bring out the goodness of others. You literally have to train your mind. You know, saying it here is not enough. You have to do this every day, focus to see the bright spots in life.
Why is it so important to focus on the man-made things as opposed to things that were born?
Because he's asking a question. You know, you ever noticed, and I repeat this question first. He says, why is it important to focus what you did? Why don't you just focus, I'm good looking, or I'm tall? Because that has nothing to do with you. That is nothing to do with you. We like to think it's me. I always say a simple story. A good friend of mine comes to my shiur for many years, comes in, Purim with the Shlachmanas and with a young girl, maybe 3 years old, and a really pretty girl. I have a bunch of enklach too, but this girl was, I say, wow. And I says, points his finger to me, the child's pretty and it's me. But if the child would have been ugly, he wouldn't have said it's me. He wouldn't have taken credit. The child wouldn't have been so cute, he wouldn't have said. It's a false, the child is cute, Hashem made it. Many people are beautiful, the children are not beautiful. Many people are ugly and the children are beautiful. That's me, Hashem. Nothing to do with me. You, by working hard, that's your credit. We get credit for it. Life is difficult. Fighting the Yetzirah is very difficult. We have to fight the Yetzirah. Men are dead to test, women are dead to test. That's what we're here for. We're here for the battle. No, you know, I'm a little embarrassed, but I'll say it over. I did not know how American football works, believe it or not. I was born in America, believe it or not, neither. But I was born in Williamsburg, so I only learned to speak English when I moved there. So a few years ago, I was sitting on a plane, I asked the guy next to me, he was watching the screen, the old screen of football, tell me how it works. How does it work? So finally, I gave a good marshal. When after he explained to me, I says, I understand now football. Imagine, you tell a person, I took the ball and I carried it from one end zone to the other end zone. Wow, got a touchdown. How many people on the field? No one. The shkoyach, no one was in the field. Big deal, you got it. Now we have 11. We have 11 players, each one weighing 250 or 300 pounds, 6-footers or 6'4", and now they're going to charge against you. Let's see what you're going to get. Now,
out living a life, we have challenges. We have enormous challenges. To be a good person, to be a good husband, to be a good wife, to do the right thing, we have Yetzirah. If we wouldn't have, what do we? If you could carry the, if I carry the ball from one end to the other, and so no one's stopping, that's no, trick. That's what we hear. See, in the trick, what Reb Nosson keeps on saying over here often, is to focus on the good, because then you get in touch with the good. Goodness needs work. No one, when we wake up in the morning, the bad mood slips right into you. Doesn't, you don't have to invite him. No one invited the bad mood. No one said, I invited my depression. Come in! You know, after he comes in by himself, he sneaks in, and he's there, and he makes you critical, makes you pouty, makes you angry. Goodness, you have to work on it. So that's what you have to focus, to change your mind, and to focus on the goodness. He said, he explains in a very deep way, he says that they read Parshas Hazini. Now you know, Parshas Hazini, if you know the Torah, Hazini is a shira, is a poem, is a song. Hazini HaShemayim, when we were children, they taught us Parshas Hazini in a songful way, in a singing way. Hazini HaShemayim HaDeberu. If you know the Torah, it's called a shira. Because in the Zina Shemayim, is the promise that Hashem said to us, the Torah will never be forgotten. No matter how dark time will be, Torah will never be forgotten. We are the greatest testimony of all this. After such a Holocaust, we are from people learning Torah. We're sitting here, child of a Holocaust, my parents are Holocaust survivors, and we're sitting here learning Torah. Hashem promised. And how did we, where did he say the promise? In a singing way, the Parshas Hazini HaShemayim VaDeberu. In that thing, that's the koich of the Levian. Why? Songs we get attracted to. You know, people like songs. You know, that's how it is. So the Hazini is the power of a song, which is the power to pull us, to bring us the goodness out to us. That's what Reb Nachman says. Sing! You know? If you're down, take a song and sing. You know, because it helps a person to get out of his bad mood, out of his darkness. You know, and he says, I will go through the morning's prayers. He said, Nosson explains how this works. You know, the first bracha we say, I know he's saying, he gave, Sechvi means he gave us understanding between good, darkness, and lightness. Now, why do let me explain something in Kabbalah. We know that everything that we are taught, there's a nigla. Nigla means there's a simple pshat, and there's the hidden spiritual pshat. The spiritual pshat is teaching us that Bnei Shem gave us the wisdom that we can know the difference between good and bad. Shem add, not just good and bad, when there's a darkness over us and we want to bring light into ourselves. So he gave us the power of Sechvi to understand, that understanding how to get, it's in the morning, the night represents the darkness, the difficultiness, and the day represents the goodness, and he gave us Bina. Bina means understanding how to get in touch with the day, with the goodness, and push away the darkness. That's, then he says, Pekeya Chivrim. Hashem makes our, open our eyes. Now it means simple that we could see. But it doesn't say we could see. You notice it says, Pekeya Chivrim. Opens blindness. Why does it say open blindness? So he explains, because we need, it doesn't, as I said before, to look at the goodness, it doesn't work by itself. You gotta fight for it. You gotta focus on it. See, the negativeness comes automatically. No one, that's always, that's the whole thing of this Torah. But the keich hibra means you have to open our eyes, helps us focus, not to be blind. Because we get very blindness when we are depressed or we're down. I have spent through my difficult time, but most of the people, they make it sound that the world is coming to an end. I literally had a very successful businessman, very wealthy businessman. He was going person through. He was like global, the world is coming to an end, and the whole economy, this is going 10 years ago, this is going to be, Rabbi, you're not going to have what to eat in 10 years, he tells me. He was going through a horrible time, and he looked at the world, that's the first time I noticed how people look at the world this way. The truth is that what Vakechira means, he helps us see. You have to do yours, and then Hashem helps you see that it's not so bad. Very often, two people have the same situation. One person tells me, it's intolerable, I gotta get divorced. The other person, big deal, my husband does this, or my wife does this, so what? What's the difference? This person is more tolerable, has a much better outlook. Other person doesn't follow exactly, and he gets agitated and irritated, and what type of a marriage life, or and your job. The two same people working the job, one guy says, yeah, it's hard, but that's what's making a living. It doesn't make a living. It's so hard. And I'm sure you all noticed it. So we need to have good eyes. The eyes is to able to look at the positive, at the whole picture, not to get focused in as we call in America, tunnel vision. You only see what's bothering you. Then he says, Matir Asirim. Matarasina means it takes us out of jail. I want to tell you something. When you go through a depressed time, you are literally in a jail. If we're honest with ourselves, when you went through a depression, or you went through a time where you're down, you feel like you're, I always give the marshal. A guy's driving in his neighborhood and there's a red light. And he's in a very bad mood. He looks up to the red light. Even he is against me. He doesn't have any way. Man, he's the same red light, the same amount of minutes, whatever it's seconds. But you're in a bad mood. So that 30 seconds is by you. He is against me too. Even he's annoying me. Means when you are down in the dumps, you are in the jail. So Matir Asirim is the Rebbeinu Shem gives the koich for us to undo ourselves. Matir Asirim. Then he says that Zoykev Kefifim. Zoykev Kefifim means straightens the person is crooked. The Zoykev means when a person walks around depressed. You walk around, in Yiddish it comes out very well, like a nebuch. I don't know, in English it comes out so. You walk around like, you don't have life. So the koyach, the shmerchas of shachar is, you want to wake up in the morning and says, today is a day! When you wake up in the morning, you say the bracha, you should tell yourself, I have another great day to live. And it has nothing to do. It'd be nice if this is the same, but you're going to live anyways today. Why don't you enjoy it? It's very important that, I always tell myself the sun is going to set with my smile, without my smile. Wouldn't it be better if you smiled all day today? Now let's ask ourselves, it's 9:40 already. If you didn't smile today, who lost out? I want to tell you something, no one but yourself. You could have had a sweet day. It was really up to you. So that's what we say, Zirkif Kefifim, you got to be take charge. See, when a person looks at the good things in life, he's Zirkif Kefifim. That means he takes life into his hands. He straightens the crooked. Because that represents when you're depressed and you think the world is coming to an end. And don't, many people think depression is only if you don't, something's bothering you. There's an expression in Yiddish which means, I'm going to say it in English, which means, if I don't have what to kvetch about, I'm going to find something to kvetch about. I mean, if you're depressed, you'll find something to be depressed about. You know what I mean? If you get a fetchy people, always find something. Oh, that's the reality of, you know, how it works. Then he says, Mal b'sharumem, we say b'am davening. Mal b'sharumem, this is already a much more deep Kabbalah. You know, just like a person dresses physically, so does a person dress himself spiritually. Emotionally, but also spiritually. Then he explains, the Moshe explains that there's literally, in the Zohar he talks a lot about this in Kabbalah, there is the neshama needs clothing. You know, the neshama needs to be dressed. Every mitzvah you do is a dress for the neshama. Otherwise, we come up to the next world, the Zohar says, and we're going to be missing clothing, it's going to be terrible. You know what I mean? So every time, so we're davening to Hashem that we, for the clothing now, but we're thanking Hashem for the spiritual clothing. And the spiritual clothing comes from every mitzvah you do. So in the morning, you want to tell yourself, it's a new day. I want to dress myself today. I want to dress my soul today. Not physically only, but my soul should be dressed. Then he says, Anoisin Ryov Koyach, that's incredible, powerful. You know, Anoisin Ryov Koyach means we are exhausted, and we ask Hashem to give us Koyach. You know, we could be emotionally exhausted. We could also be not just emotionally, spiritually exhausted. So again, Anoisin explains, when a person looks and finds Nesudis Toivis in himself all the time, he will find Koyach. Now, what gives a person energy? Now, many often we think he was born with more energy. It could be it's true, but I find if a person ever notice when you're happy, all of a sudden you're full of energy. We all know that. Some good news came or something, all of a sudden you feel energized. I walk around unhappy, I am tired, I didn't sleep enough last night, I could sleep another 12 hours straight. When you're unhappy, you don't feel like you're clear. When you're happy, so we daven in the morning that we should find the good nekudas, and that will give us it means the tiredness koyach to refresh, because that's what life is. Life is dark and day. It's not all of a sudden. No one is all of a sudden going to be full of love. I just spoke in Sheva Brachas and I told the Chosin Kala that, you know, it's great. You think that. But the reality is, you have to know you're going to have ups and downs. If you know you're going to have ups and downs, you're going to weather the ups and downs. If Shalom Bayis is going to be great. But if you think that every time, everything has to be great, you're in trouble. You're in great, great trouble. The reality is, there's ups and there's downs. And there's the darkness and there's the lightness. But we have to continuously make the light shine. To bring out the light, not be in the dark.
So why don't we smile and be in a better mood more often? We know that.
Well, the Zohar says that's the curse that Adam and Eve got when he ate from the Eitz Hadas. That's why he's asking, why is it that it's always easier to be negative? As I said, I always joke about it. Watching one of my grandchildren put up a tantrum. He says, it's amazing, the 2-year-olds all over the world went to the same school and all exact same tantrum to me. Amazing. They went to the exact same school, they know exactly how to make a tantrum. It's just inborn in ourselves that we are the curse of Udam Rishon, because he ate from the Eitz Hadas, that we are much more quick and negative. And we're much quicker to be depressed, much quicker to be unhappy. Much, much quicker. Happiness needs, Ivdias Hashem, as simply say. Ivdi means it's an avoid, you gotta work on your happiness. And you know, what Hashem said, and Ibn Nachman especially, but this is incredibly important to be happy. It's not extra credit. You know, they say, you know, have extra credit because, No. To live, to be a Jew, You have to be happy. You have to be feel, I am lucky that I could daven today. That I'm lucky that I keep kosher. And I have to pay tuition over my head, and how difficult it is. I am, you know, it's difficult, no question, but I'm so, this is what I'm, you're doing it anyways. Why did you do it to the smile? Yeah, anyways, you're going to pay the tuition, you're going to buy the kosher, you're going to get up and daven. So tomorrow, I was myself, when I meditate, try to think, tomorrow's another day. How is my day going to be? Am I going to walk around a zombie, tretchy, unhappy? So you get up in the morning and tell yourself, I want to be happy. I want to live. See, if you're unhappy and you're tretchy, you're not enjoying life. And unhappy people always find excuses for being unhappy. I imagine that some of you think, tell so you said, the rabbi would know my life, he wouldn't tell me this whole schmooze. He would understand that I am an exception to the rule. Because me is different. I don't have an easy life neither. Let me go to details. That's nothing to do. That's the part of the Yetzer Hara saying to you, it's not for you. Because no one's life is easy. Not meant to be easy. I always say over an unfortunate story. My wife was a few times emergency, Baruch Hashem, she's well today. Thank Hashem, she had a heart transplant, she's doing incredible well, but till we got there, how many times she was in the emergency room. So I always say over one time, I was there for hours with her in the emergency room, but she was out unconscious. And it was the middle of the night, and the doctors were joking, and the nurses, and there was nothing serious, stitches and coughing, and they were joking. All of a sudden, trauma comes in over the mic, that it, you know, I later figured out what it was, that girl fell out of two flights of stairs, it was Saturday night, and all of a sudden, everyone came animated. I was thinking to myself, why is everyone animated? They said, oi, someone fell out the window. All of a sudden, there was the one who walked around, like, you know, all of them became animated. You know why? Because this is what they were trained for. Stitches, big deal, you know, coming, coughing, this is not interesting, emergency room, doctor, sewing things up, this is not. This is what they were trained for. They were so animated, it was just awesome to watch. See, we walk, think, get up in the morning, think that everything's going to be smooth sailing. The children are going to behave, if you have children, they're going to get dressed on their own, and they're going to say, thank you, Ma, please serve dinner, thank you for delicious dinner, your husband is going to be so kind and loving, and everything is going to fall into place, and when we get disappointed, it doesn't work. That's not life. Real life is incredibly challenging for every person differently. The challenge of life is to be yourself is also challenging. Just to be who you are is challenging. I always tell people, New Year's, I tell them, look, you got to put up with your own Mishigasim. You want your wife to put up with yours, you should put up with her Mishigasim. You know, we all are a little bit, Yiddish is a very powerful saying, everyone has a Mishigas, and Mishugana has one too many. You know, we all have a little bit cuckoo, a little bit. Now, Mishigas, we have ours, we want our spouse to accept us, accept your spouse. We have to deal with that. Then we have to deal with making a living, then we have to do whatever. So, why shouldn't you be happy? It's not going to change. Tomorrow being unhappy is not going to change anyone. You know what's going to change tomorrow, you being happy? The davening is going to be a higher level. Your shalom bayis is going to be a higher level. Your kindness will be a higher level. And you'll feel great. You'll feel life. You'll feel living. That's what I'm trying to say. Reb Nachman keeps on saying, I'm listening to this long piece, happiness is not extra credit. And it applies to every one of us. As I said, I'm sure some of you would think, yeah, the rabbi doesn't know me. If he would know my problems, he would agree that I'm allowed to walk around depressed. No excuse. There is no one exempt. You can all walk around because you'll cope much better with your problems. Then he explains very deep Kabbalah. I'm going to try to explain it. You know, we say Psuka de Zimra. You know, in davening, we say the Psuka de Zimra. The Psuka de Zimra is called the Psuka of Zemer. Zemer means song. Zimra is song. You say in English? Yeah. This is the song. Now, David the Melech was a composer. The Melech not only wrote Tehillim, he wrote the lyrics, he wrote the music to it. Like the most that he was an incredible talented person. And I always tell people that not only was he a musician and wrote music and played music, but he was a warrior. Most often musicians are, you know, they like peace, you know, peace. Oh. He was a warrior. He got up and he fought. He was an incredible devotee. So in Psuka de Zimra, is we sing, it represents the singing of this Kapitlach Tehillim. The Zohar says, when you sing, when you say it, you don't have to say it in a song way, you cut away the negativeness. There's a, you know, there's a negativeness going around, and the Zohar explains, it cuts away, Zemer also means singing, in Loisizmoides Kalmachu, the word Zemer also means in Hebrew, to cut away. When we say the Psuka de Zimra, the Zohar said, it cuts away a lot of negativeness. Means it helps a person to push away the negativeness that's around us. Because we are surrounded with many negativeness. Our own! We don't need others. You know, many people tell me, how do I deal with the spouse being unhappy? First, deal with yourself. Be happy. I mean, there's a negativeness in us that's coming out. And the davening is, that's why davening is so important. What's more important, I want to tell you what Reb Nachman teaches in Kitta Halachas says continuously, to take time for yourself and sit down and talk to Hashem and have a relationship with Hashem. Imagine Hashem is waiting for us, come daven to me. That's all he wants. And Hashem, you know, it's like he's begging us, come home to me. See, we have, our relation with Hashem is very strained. You know what I mean? I always joke about it. Many years ago, I was a young person. I was trying to tell him he was becoming prone, he was living with his girlfriend, and why did he get married already? Then one day I understood why. When he gets into argument, he has an apartment in this neighborhood. He gets an argument, he has an apartment in Sino, and he goes home. He says, that's where you'll never get married. You don't stay there and argue around with her. I say, we do the same thing with Hashem. We don't feel good about Hashem, we check out. You know, you don't want to daven for a few days, or we daven and don't check out with him. He is the one to talk to. He is the one that's there for you. But you should, when you take time for yourself, it is the most uplifting thing you can do for yourself. That's why we resist it. I have a rule in life. Anything you resist is good for you. Anything you're addicted to is always dangerous to you. I never heard anyone addicted to whole wheat bread. You ever heard anyone say, I need my whole wheat bread, my sprout, let's go, my sprout bread. My zucchini, the 7 grain zucchini. I don't have my whole bread. You never heard. But drugs, alcohol, and sex addiction, or any other addiction. If a guy's addicted even to caffeine, the doctors tell you, shows it's unhealthy. When we resist something, that also shows it's great for you. You resist talking to Hashem because it's the most powerful thing that makes you close to Hashem. So, I want to leave you with both two things you should do. I want you to take my challenge. Tomorrow, walk around smiling. You know, I want to tell you something. Last year, my wife had a heart transplant. It was incredibly difficult. But every time I came to the hospital, I told myself I was going to put up a huge fake smile. And I was shayichet, you know, I wasn't, you know, seeing her in such a terrible situation. And you should know that she smiled, and the nurses loved to come in. You know why they love to come in? Everyone loves a smile. You know anyone that doesn't like a smiling face? You ever notice you go into public, the first face you notice is a smiling face. That's a face of invitation. If you fake it, you make it. Because happiness doesn't come by itself. You gotta fake it, you gotta act happy, you gotta act silly sometimes. And take time for yourself and talk to Hashem and see how powerful it is. Okay.